Good morning. Time for sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. During the sports report, we'll have a look back at high school basketball, girls and boys tournament games as far as holiday tournaments go, some regular games going on, and the Bi-State Classic Wrestling Tournament was held partially yesterday, continues today. WRCO's Bill Twining will check in as well.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO, I'm Adam Hess. In boys high school basketball from Friday, the Lewiston Auto Classic at Winona State University. Richland Center got by Durand, Arkansas, 74-70. Plainview, Elgin, Millville, upending Prairie du Chien, 61-31. The Rick Majerus WBY Shootout at Concordia University. We see Mineral Point edging Edgerton, 51-46. Mount Horeb got by Notre Dame, 65-62. Just a Game Muller Classic at Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. Reedsburg, 78. Bangor, 63. The Wisconsin Dells Holiday Classic at Wisconsin Dells. The Dells defeated Antigo, 65-20. It was also Kickapoo with a win against Mount Horeb, 54-50. The Richland Center boys will continue tournament play today at 8:15 versus Lewiston Altera at Winona State University. Girls finals from last night, the Westby Holiday Tournament, Royal over Richland Center 45-34. Kickapoo defeated Westby 60-40. It was also Kickapoo with a win against Royal 51-27, and Westby defeated Richland Center in overtime 46-40. The Lewiston Auto Classic for the girls' side of things, Prairie du Chien over Chatfield, 75-40. Mineral Point, 59. Sun Prairie East, 40. Sparta upending Northland Pine, 67-28. A close game, Fenimore with a 49-48 win against Dodgeville, and Lodi, 62. Baraboo, 27.
Day number one is complete at the 42nd Annual Bi-State Classic Wrestling Tournament being held at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse. It's also the second annual Girls Showcase, which on Friday was wrestled in the South Hall of the La Crosse Center. Today, both sessions, the semifinals this morning at 9 o'clock, and the championships, which begin later on today at 4:45 with the Parade of Champions, will be wrestled in the main arena, boys and girls, today. Here are the team scores after day one. First of all, for the girls, Bayport High School leads the way with 145 points. Bonduelle with 134.5. And Badger High School, 129, are the top three. Good tournament for Nacoosa Assumption Port Edwards. Right now checking in fourth place with 126. 1 point ahead of Wausau West. Defending champion Holman in sixth place with 117. Bayport also leads Division One in the boys tournament with 137, a half point ahead of Marshfield. Holman in third, 117.5, 1/2 point ahead of West Salem Bangor. Division Two, Evansville leads the way with 147. Prairie du Chien, second place, 114.5, 3 points ahead of conference rival Belmont Platteville, checking in at 111.5. Lodi in fourth, and Zimbrota Mazepa, Minnesota, fifth. From the area teams, Dodgeville, sixth place with 82 points. River Valley in seventh with 76.5. For Division III, Chatfield, Minnesota, the defending champion has the lead and the overall point lead for the entire tournament with 174. Iowa Grand Highland in second place with 152. And Mineral Point third, 141.5. Aquinas and Auburndale round out the top five. And Riverdale right now in seventh place with 96 points. Here's how area wrestlers fared on Friday. The tournament continues for a trio of Richland Center Hornets, Ethan Haiti, who reached the quarterfinals before bowing out, Ethan Bodendine, and Braden Cleppy, both of whom posted four wins on Friday. Mason Jelinek was closest. For the rest of the team, he had a couple of wins before bowing out on Friday evening. Same can be said of Madeline Muller on the girls' side for the Hornets. River Valley has one wrestler going in the semifinals. That's Noah Radke. For the boys, in the consolation bracket, both Wyatt Knockreiner and Blake Brickle continue, as does Montana Joels for the girls. Bowing out with three wins on Friday for River Valley, Ben Reese, Quinn Puzan, and Mason Schulte, Hunter Holt had a pair of wins before he bowed out on Friday. Riverdale had no girls in the tournament, but a number of boys, and the tourney continues for five of them, including unbeaten Brody Meese and Grant Matthews. They are both in the semifinals, while James Schramm, Preston Rennish, and Lakota Brewer have action ahead of them today in the consolation bracket. Chase McGuire of Riverdale bowed out with a pair of wins on day one. Ithaca Weston's boys tournament is done, despite three wins from each Ashton Bennett and Derek Cronson. Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman each posted a pair of wins, but saw their tournament come to a close on Friday. The only wrestler still going for Ithaca Weston is Kaylee Manning in the girls' division. Three pins for Manning. She is in the semifinals this morning. Emma Hilby posted a pair of wins before bowing out. Boscobel Wazika Steuben had only four wrestlers in the boys' bracket. All are out of the tournament, including Ashton Udelhoven and Dobe Wetter, who lost on Friday night. 10 wrestlers for the Boscobel Wazika Steuben girls. One remains, Peyton Sander, on the strength of four pins on day one. Lexi Lathrop had three wins, Elena Krejci two, before seeing their tournament end. North Crawford Seneca has two boys still going in the tournament and one girl. For the girls, Frankie Groom is in the semifinals. For the boys, Jaron Grimslid and Sawyer Swigum continue in consolation. Both Tom Sprosty and Gavin Wilkins bowed out with three and two wins, respectively. The tournament is over for the Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative boys and girls. The best performances coming from the girls, Madison Glass with three wins. Two wins apiece for Luca Gross, Mariana Miller, and Maddie Townsend. Dodgeville has three wrestlers still going, including two in the semifinals of the boys' bracket, sophomores Shane Rashan and Rhett Spurley, unbeaten on the day. For the Dodgeville boys, Nathan Johnson continues on Saturday, as does Ava Lord for the girls. Ava posted four pins on Friday. Brielle Walmer had three wins before bowing out. Blake Faust, two for the boys. Great tournament for Mineral Point. They have two in the semifinals for both the boys and the girls. For the girls, Delia Collins and Emily Heisner. For the boys, Rowan Carey and Cade Rule. All eyes set on championships. In the consolation bracket, still going for the boys, Memphis Burkhalter, Lennon Ewart, Liam Carey, and Jacob Dannenberg. For the girls, Tatum Jones bowed out with three wins, Haley Yeager with two. Mason Scullion, Alan James, and Matt Orritt all had three wins for Mineral Point on Friday, but saw their tournament come to a close. Elliot Kite, Sammy Springer, Emmett Collins, and Sawyer Dannenberg posted two wins before seeing their tournament end. 13 wrestlers for Mineral Point all won at least twice on Friday. And for Iowa Grand Highland, six wrestlers remain, including three in the semifinals, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, and Bodie Grapphoff. And in consolation, Griffin Wineski, Jackson Bussey, and Jackson McGuire. Bussey lost his first match of the season in the quarterfinals and is now in the consolation bracket. Tournament ended for Hayden Altman, Aiden Bedward, Max Kelly, Gavin Hinderman, and Tucker Dagenhart. And also for Maria Schaefer, who posted three wins for the Iowa Grand Highland girls before her tournament ended. 11 wrestlers all won at least twice on Friday for Iowa Grand Highland. As the tournament continues today with the semifinals this morning at 9 o'clock, that will feature placement matches for 7th, 9th, and 11th. The championship session begins with the Parade of Champions at 4:45 this afternoon. Well, matches for 3rd, 5th, and, of course, the championship bouts will be held this evening at the Lacrosse Center. For WRCO Sports at David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
The Green Bay Packers visit the Minnesota Vikings in a clash of playoff-bound teams. The Packers are 11-4. The Vikings come into the game 13-2. It's the first time in the 64-year history of the rivalry that both teams take at least 11 wins into a game against one another. Minnesota won 31-29 in Green Bay earlier this season. Back in Week 4, Packers quarterback Jordan Love matched a career high with 3 interceptions in that game. Love has not been picked off in any of his past 5 games. The Vikings get the number 1 seed in the NFC by winning their last 2 games. Game time tomorrow, 3:25. Pregame on WRCO-FM from the Green Bay Packers Radio Network is tomorrow at 1 o'clock.